Evan, there can be little doubting that Greece has sent a message to Europe, no to austerity, yes to change. The huge vote backing the left coalition known as Syriza puts pressure on it to deliver on its pre-election promises. RTE's Europe editor Tony Connolly is in Athens. We'll be speaking to him presently, but he's also been talking to people on the streets of the city last night.
We are extremely happy. We are hopeful. This is the word for us. We can't take it anymore. Greek people are not afraid anymore because we are at the minimum. We can't go any lower. So only hope is there for us, and I think that austerity measures should stop.
We're extremely happy today because we feel that change has begun, that history has knocked on our door, and I think that it's time for the state to change completely.
For us it's very important that there are a lot of people from all over Europe, and we consider and we think that another Europe, we've been saying that this is possible, and we can see this Europe being here today with us. So, and of course Ireland, and we learned a lot about the situation there. We know there has been also quite a tough situation, and we call the people and we want them to be in our side, because Syriza is coming and it will be a threat for the political and economical elites, but not for the people.
You can't go to the market, so go to Mrs. Merkel or whoever is in charge, or the IMF or the Troika, as it's called, and you can't go there with a country that produces nothing, we produce nothing, and go and say, oh, I don't like the terms of the contract, so please, I don't like 2% that you give me the loan, I'm not going to pay. You can't do that.
Voters in Athens speaking to RTE's Tony Connolly last night, and Tony is on the line now. Tony, expectation has been built to an enormous level. The difficulty now will be delivering on it, won't it?
That's right, Fran. I mean, the first tricky business is to form a government. Syriza has just fallen short of an overall majority. They have 149 seats out of 300. They needed 151. So the business of forming a coalition begins right away. In fact, in about an hour's time, Alexis Tsipras, the leader of Syriza, is going to meet Panos Kamenos, who is the leader of the small independent Greeks party. Now, they are they're a fairly right-wing party on a lot of issues, but they have been resolutely anti-bailout and anti-EU, so there would be some common ground there. They work together in opposition to block the nomination of the Greek president, which was the crisis that triggered this election in the first place. He's also going to meet, after that, he's going to meet the leader of the small new party, Potami, that's Stavros Theodorakis. They are left-wing, anti-austerity, but they are in favour of Greece sticking to its obligations under the bailout. So that's going to be another option or avenue for Alexis Tsipras. He has 3 days to form a government, and after that there will be a cabinet sworn in and then a vote of confidence in the new parliament within 15 days. But you know, already there is a lot of expectation that the promises that he made during the election campaign will be difficult to keep once he gets into the real business of negotiating some kind of debt relief or concessions from the Eurozone. And it's going to come around quite soon, because by mid-February, Greece will have to have reached agreement with the Troika to get the next phase of its bailout. I think it's the final phase, in fact, which they'll get in mid-February. Now, if there isn't agreement there, the ECB will no longer provide emergency funding for Greece, for Greek banks. So we could see a collision happening fairly soon.
Isn't that the challenge here? There are two issues. If the Greece holds firm, and if he follows through on the pre-election language he was using, Europe has a problem, really. And also, if Europe continues to remain strong, he has a problem. So is it a who blinks first situation, or do we know? Do we have any idea how this is likely to play out?
Well, he certainly was moderating his rhetoric in the final days of the election campaign. And last night he talked about negotiating an agreement with his European partners, and he used the word collaboration. Having said that, there is a fairly hard line element to his party. This is a left-wing alliance. It's not a single party. And, I mean, if you read Syriza's manifesto, which it drew up in July 2013, a lot of it is fairly heady, hard-left kind of rhetoric. So he will have to keep an eye on that side of his party. Perhaps about 30% of his members would be on the ultra-left. For Europe, of course, Europe can't simply be cavalier about the size of the mandate that Greece has. It really depends on the kind of room for manoeuvre the European powers that be have. I mean, my instinct is that they will obviously look at things like lengthening the maturities of the loans that Greece has. It doesn't have a lot of room for manoeuvre in terms of the interest rates Greece pays because they're already very, very low. And Greece got a number of concessions on it, both interest rates and the maturities back in 2012. So there's not an awful lot of room for manoeuvre. Now, there was a letter sent to the Financial Times last week by 18 eminent economists, and one of their options was that Greece would get basically a repayment holiday until the economy began to grow to about 3 or 4%. So there are ideas out there, but whether there's a political will in countries like Germany and Finland and the Netherlands is another matter. And you have to remember as well that in Germany, Angela Merkel is facing a rising threat on to the right of her party with AfD, this Europe Deutschland, New Deutschland party, which is very angry at concessions made to countries on the periphery. So Angela Merkel has less political room to manoeuvre, and especially after the quantitative easing decision last week, Germans are smarting at what they see are unacceptable threats to their particular vision of how the Eurozone should be run.
All right.